So we've just been sitting through the first session of the council. Nothing's happened on the trams really yet, although we have had this deputation from a lobby group who are interested in getting the South Suburban Railway back up and running. With me, I've got three Edinburgh bloggers.
Hi, I'm Seamus. I write the blog Hith the Dais. I think it's been quite interesting so far. I mean, the railway lobby group have been going at this for years. We should be opening the South Suburban line instead of the trams. It does make a lot more sense. I mean, the infrastructure's already there. We've got stations working that have some spare capacity. I mean, there's just not enough justification for the trams right now when we can't really afford to be spending billions of pounds on it.
I'm Faye Young. I'm a blogger. I have a community blog and my own personal blog, and I'm passionately in favour of the trams. I was interested to see the deputation from the railway group. I think there was an audit done a few years ago before the council voted unanimously in favour of the trams, which showed that although the network is there, much of it is defunct, and it would cost a huge amount of money to actually set it up and get it running again. It wasn't a viable proposition.
Is it quite hard being a supporter of the trams at the moment?
Not for me. I do despair at the negative attitude. I just wonder where people's vision for Edinburgh is. And I often wonder, we're coming up to the festival now, when we'll soon have a population of 1 million in the city, and I wonder how it was that the City Fathers got it together to have Edinburgh Festival 60-odd years ago.
I'm Alanis. I'm an arts critic and journalist based in Edinburgh. And I'm not anti-tram. I'm just anti this tram and this project. I think that we've seen consistently a mismanagement of the project. I mean, even now we're talking about taking the line to York Place and then someone else will take over the project. Again, you've got a different tendering system. There's been no transparency within it. It's disruption to the city. We consistently, year in, year out, have the best bus service in Britain, the best bus service in Europe, wins awards. It's flexible enough to adapt around an old city that wasn't purpose-built, you know, to have infrastructure like this. And I think the trump project has been terrible. It's been mismanaged. And we are now seeing more and more data where money could be spent on better things, on green transport, eco-buses.
So there was a call for a referendum today from the deputation. There have been calls from the SNP leader in the council, Steve Cardowney. Let's do a little straw poll then. If we're going to have a referendum, what would you do? Scrap the trams or keep them?
I'd vote to have the buffers at Haymarket. I think Haymarket to the airport, that would be great. We don't necessarily need it right into the city centre, but we need to have something running eventually.
I would vote for. There's no point in spending money on a referendum. Just keep investing in infrastructure for a 21st century European capital city.
I would, again, bemoan the waste of money spent on referendums, which are notoriously unreliable and expensive. And I would say, no, we don't need a tram service. We just need to extend our bus out to the airport, and let's spend money elsewhere on green buses or electric cars.
Okay. I'm going to come back to
meet our 2020 climate change targets that we set in the council. You know, these are things we should be spending money on.
Now, are you not concerned about the fact that so much money has already been spent on this project to just stop the project would effectively be losing hundreds of millions of pounds and not getting anything in return?
Well, we heard that comment from the Unison guy, who said it'd become too big to fail. It's obviously a reference to, you know, certain banking
institutions.
Isn't
that true? Isn't it too big to fail?
But then you're going to have to sit through more mismanagement when it comes to tender who's going to run the system. You've already got problems that are there. It seems to have been a rush job. Cutting it off now doesn't make sense. Even if they just shorten the tram line, you know, as you say, to Haymarket Station, would make a lot more sense than disrupting things. And what about the people of you know, Leith Walk? You've had whole, you know, complaints from them constantly that their whole street's been ripped up, and now you're going to turn around and tell them after a year of businesses complaining that actually they're not going to put trams.
Well, Faye, you live down in Broughton Street and you work in Leith quite a lot, don't you? I mean, what do people down there want to happen?
I'm sure they're negative. I'm sure they're against it and they've suffered a lot. But to me, that makes all the more sense in making sure they gain something for the pain. And I think there's two arguments here that are so often confused. The huge disruption so far has come from lifting the road to make the utilities secure. These are Victorian pipelines that would have needed to have been replaced anyway, even if there had been no tram. That cost should not be confused with the cost of investing in a system which will speed people around the city. The population of the city is growing. We need to be able to transport people safely and swiftly and with an ecologically friendly system. We must have faith and vision and confidence. Edinburgh is a capital city.
Let's leave it there. Let's revisit this after we've heard the rest of the debate and had the report presented to the council later today. Thanks.